Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am very excited, my friends. Our good friend Renee Schaff is back. She was the first person to work with us at Principal Financial Group way back in the day when we got her right out of high school. And she's been out doing another project, which she's going to tell us about in a minute, but we're so happy to have her back. She's now the president of Retirement and Income Solutions at Principal Financial Group, and she's our good friend. Renee Schaff, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It is such a good thing to be here.
It's good to have you back. Welcome back. Now, you have been working with Principal to offer your products through your partners in South America, in the southern latitudes, in Mexico and I guess Central America for the last several years. And I would like to ask you to give us a little bit of a report on what that was like. What was it like going from being operating in America yourself and then converting over to operating in other cultures, countries and time zones?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that really struck me, we do business in Brazil, Mexico, and Chile. And the thing that continually came back to me was we are so similar. Regardless of what country you do business in, people are concerned about their families. They're concerned about their communities. They want to do what is best, particularly for their family. And it doesn't matter what country you're operating in. That is true. And also, it all comes back to how that particular economy is doing and how the businesses are doing within that economy. Mm-hmm. And that there's a real consistent theme. It doesn't matter what country you're in. Those are the things that really pop out. And there are remarkable people in every country that we do business with in Latin America. We've just been so fortunate to work with really fine professionals in all three countries.
You know, one of the things that I'm so happy to hear you say that, and I'm not surprised, but I've traveled around the world, as you have, and wherever I go, I take the opportunity to spend time with small business owners there. And everywhere I go, regardless of the country, the small business owners there could be exactly like the person in Iowa where you're from. I mean, there's not any difference really in what their goals are, what they're trying to accomplish, what their motivations are, what makes them want to do what they do against all odds. It's very interesting how entrepreneurship is a human thing. It's not a national thing, isn't it?
No, that's completely right. And the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in Latin America. And in fact, Chile, I think, has one of the best records for startups and for mm-hmm. entrepreneurialism when it comes to small businesses. And you really feel it when you're there. You can see it. Same thing is true with Mexico and Brazil. But, you know, the backbone of any country is the businesses that do business there. Mm-hmm. And we just see that time in and time out. And so working in those countries means understanding the business environment, mm-hmm. the economy, all the rules and the regulations, of course, the people, how they think, how they save, how they view their families.
What products did you offer them in those countries? What types of products? Life
right.
insurance?
We
healthcare, retirement?
No, we're focused exclusively on retirement products, so mm-hmm. retirement and long-term savings. So in Chile and Mexico, we work with the mandatory savings, retirement savings program. Mm-hmm. And in Brazil, it's voluntary, but it's a very robust market in Brazil. The voluntary retirement savings market is one that's growing. And it's really a backbone of their economy.
That's a those are really good things for those countries, aren't they? Because they're still developing in a lot of ways. As advanced as they are compared to where they were several years ago, they're still in a developing stage. And so what those products that you offer really helps, as you call it, the backbone. It's part of the backbone, isn't it?
It is. In fact, if you look at almost any emerging market or developing country, to the extent that they can really promote retirement savings, it's a direct contributor to their capital market. Mm-hmm. And having a very robust capital market is essential for economic growth.
And the stability of the families.
Retirement money is sticky.
The families.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Renee, I've got to take a quick break. You want to give us a website, please?
Absolutely.
Give us your website, please.
Principal.com.
All right. Very simple. Principal.com. And that's with the APAL, by the way. Quick break. 20 till. Right back with Renee Schaff. We're going to talk about a survey that they did recently. Very interesting results you're going to want to know about. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.